Journal therapy is based on a few key principles that differentiate it from a classic practice of keeping a diary. The first principle is to consider writing as a process rather than as a finished product. The goal is not to produce beautifully written texts, but to connect with oneself, explore one's inner world, and let what is alive within oneself emerge. Natalie Goldberg emphasizes the importance of keeping the hand moving, not stopping to judge or correct, but following the flow of one's thoughts and feelings. Another fundamental principle is regular and ritualized writing. For journal therapy to bear fruit, it is essential to write frequently and regularly, ideally at the same time each day. Julia Cameron recommends the practice of morning pages, 3 handwritten pages every morning upon waking, without thinking. This discipline creates a ritual, a rendezvous with oneself, which allows to anchor writing in one's daily life and make it a tool for mental and emotional hygiene. The suspension of judgment is another cornerstone of journal therapy. It's about welcoming with kindness everything that emerges in writing, without trying to censor, correct, or embellish it. Ira Progoff talks about non-critical inner listening, an attitude of openness and acceptance towards oneself, which allows to explore one's experience deeply without taboo or shame. By suspending judgment, we create a space of freedom and inner security conducive to self-exploration. Authentic and spontaneous expression is encouraged in journal therapy. Unlike other forms of writing that aim to communicate to a reader, therapeutic writing is writing for oneself, without filter or self-censorship. It is about letting one's heart, gut speak, connecting to one's inner truth and expressing it unrestrainedly on the page. James Pennebaker has shown that by writing authentically and emotionally involved about difficult events, we reap the greatest therapeutic benefits. Finally, journal therapy promotes embodied and sensorial writing, anchored in concrete experience. It's not only about relating events or analyzing thoughts, but also describing physical sensations, emotions, inner images. Marion Milner, in her book, A Life of One's Own, describes how the meticulous description of her perceptions helped her to overcome depression and reconnect with the beauty of the world. By anchoring her writing in the body and senses, we give substance to our experience and integrate it more deeply. In summary, journal therapy invites processual, regular, benevolent, authentic, and embodied writing. These key principles create the conditions for a deep and transformative self-exploration, where writing becomes a mirror of the soul and a lever of inner change. As Virginia Woolf so beautifully put it, writing is like a spider spinning its web, attached to life by its 4 legs. The more one writes, the more legs one has to hold on to. Key takeaways. 1. Journal therapy considers writing as a process rather than a finished product, with the goal of connecting with oneself and exploring one's inner world. 2. Regular and ritualized writing practice is crucial to reap the benefits, such as the morning pages recommended by Julia Cameron. 3. Suspension of judgment allows for a generous welcome of what emerges in writing, creating a space of freedom and inner security. 4. Authentic and spontaneous expression without filter or self-censorship is encouraged to connect to one's inner truth and reap therapeutic benefits. 5. Embodied and sensorial writing anchored in concrete experience helps to give substance to one's lived experience and integrate it more deeply. In short, journal therapy invites deep and transformative self-exploration through processual, regular, benevolent, authentic, and embodied writing.